him start there.
Waiting for everybody to come here. We're on Dalet Amud Beis, but just from yesterday, we had the Rav Asi used to make Havdalah on the end of Yontif Rishon before Yontif Sheni. We should do the same thing. We know for sure when Yontif is, and we only keep it because of Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu. Why don't we make Havdalah the night after the first day of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz? So the reason we don't do it is not to be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni, because if we make Havdalah, it appears it's chol. Also, it's a tarte de sasre, somebody mentioned that if we make Kiddush, how in the world can you make Havdalah, Kiddush and Havdalah at the same time, what's it called, for the same day? And Rav Elchanan says an interesting pshat. He says that, so why did Rav Asi do it? He said, Rav Asi held that you, what's it called, can make you can't make Havdalah for Yontif except that day. So there's no way of making it up. So he had to make Havdalah then. But we hold you're allowed to make Havdalah for 3 days after Yontif. So Nela, the Havdalah, Motsoi, Yontif Sheni will help for what's it called for Yontif also. Nela, we don't make Havdalah in Chutz Laaretz after the first day. Second question is, Bechlal, how can you make brachas on Yontif Sheni? We hold it's only a minig. Comes that Yontif Sheni is not a real Suffolk. It's a minig avoseinu biyadeinu. So then why do we, what's it called, make brachas? You don't make brachas on a minig. So some say that was the minig. The minig was instituted with the brachas. Others say that if they'd stam made a minig, then they'd make brachas on it. But by Yontif Sheni, they were masaking it with Kiddush, with all the brachas or whatever. That was minig avoseinu biyadeinu. Others say the only kind you don't make a bracha on a minig is you can't say Asher Kedishon Sosav Tzivanu. But here it's what's it called, you don't say Vitzivanu, make Kiddush or whatever. So there's no Vitzivanu, it's not a problem. And Tosus we had in Sukkah says the only time you don't make a bracha on a minig if it's a minig kal, like Kestam, Tiltul of Hoshanas. But a minig choshev, there you make a bracha on a minig also. Okay, let's go ahead. Itmar, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Nol De Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Rav and Shmuel hold that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is one kedusha, and therefore an egg that's born on the first day is also on the second day. How do we know it's one kedusha? Right, that's not misafik that you keep both days, but the Rabbanan made a takana to keep both days mitan vaday. Where do we find that? This man, for Rishon lo yimakabel edus achodesh kol ayom. In the beginning, they're makabel edus achodesh the entire day. Pamachas nishto ha'edim lavo. Right, some one time the edim came late after mincha. Niskalkulu ha'leviim b'shir, and the leviim said the wrong shira by the tamid shel bein harbayim. Instead of saying the shira of yontif of Rosh Hashanah, they said the shira of chol. See Rashi. Asura bezeh shehein vaday chok kavu alios kiyom orach midrabanan. Because Rosh Hashanah is like a yuma richter, it's like one long day midrabanan. They made 2 days of Rosh Hashanah a what's it called a halacha as if it would be one day. Shemitchila lomach misafik ischil lasosan. Because the reason we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not merely because it's safik we don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. So the takana the rabanan to keep 2 days. So Mela, you don't have this Mimon of Shach. If an egg was born the first day, you can eat it the second day. Because if the first day was Yontif, the second day is not. If the first day wasn't Yontif, then it wasn't born on Yontif. No, both days are Vada Yontif, at least with the Rabbanan. Where do we find such an Inyan that the Rabbanan made that Rosh Hashanah is both days Vada? Kol Hayom Yom Shloshim Shel Elul. In the beginning, there were Makabel, Edus HaChodesh, the whole 30th day of Elul. Right? Elul normally had 29 days. And what's it called? That's the reason we only keep one day Yom Kippur when we have a Suffolk, because Rove Elul was never Mu'uber. It was always only 29 days. But they didn't know. Sometimes it's possible that the Eidim would come on the, not come on the 30th day, and then the 31st day would automatically be Rosh Hashanah, not the 30th day. But most of the time, the 30th day was. And even though that's the case, the Minchas Chinuch then asks, so then why in this case, when the Eidim came late, didn't they assume that it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, because most of the time, the Eidim came on the 30th day. Most of the time, Elul was not Mu'uber. She said, once the Eidim didn't come on time, it already wasn't part of the Rove anymore. Now, there was a Reyes in the Rove, because most of the time, the Eidim came on time also, and proclaimed Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day. Here, it got late in the afternoon, already it was something wrong, so they couldn't go after the Rove anymore. What they did was, the 29th at night, that was the night of the 30th day, they made Rosh Hashanah, just in case. They didn't do Malacha, and they basically, acted as if it was Yontif, just in case Eidim would come the next day. The Eidim could not come at night. They had to come in the daytime. Couldn't testify at night. Couldn't make Rosh Chodesh the night of the 29th, or the night of the 30th. You had to wait till the next day, the daytime of the 30th. But if the Eidim came the next day, then retroactively the night before was Yontif. And the whole day they were waiting, are Eidim going to come or not? And whenever the Eidim came on the 30th day before sunset, they would accept their testimony, make Rosh Hashanah that day, and retroactively the whole day was Rosh Hashanah. And one time, the Eidim did not come till after they brought the Karban Mincha Shel Bein Arbayim. And since it was so late, they assumed the Eidim weren't coming, because they always came early. So they assumed there weren't Eidim coming, and that day was really Erev Rosh Hashanah. The next day was Rosh Hashanah. So when they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, they said the Shir of Chol, not the Shir of Yontif. The Niskal Kul Halavim Bashir. Talmud shel bein arba'im sh'amru bo shira shel chol shayu svurim shelo yavo ol v'yom chol. They assumed that the witnesses weren't going to come anymore, and that day was chol. Ukishibo, and then when the witnesses surprised them and came, right, a few minutes before shkia, after they already made the carbon, nimtzu shukodesh, comes out that retroactively that day was Rosh Hashanah. U'b'shel shachar ein tos. There was no mistake in the Talmud shel shachar. Why? Even if they, were Makadish the Chodesh before they brought the Tomet Shel Shachar, they still said Shir Shel Chol. Why? Because in most years, the Eidim didn't come by then, and therefore they said Shir Shel Chol. And the Iker was, what were they going to say by Tomet Shel Bein Harbayim? The Tosus asks, L'chora, there's a bigger kilkul. They didn't bring the Musafim. Right? All the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you can't bring after Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Tosus says, no, you could bring it after. Right? The halacha is, L'chadchila, you can't bring something after Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, but in this case, for various reasons, you could still bring the Musafim. Others say that they made the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim al Tanai. They made a Tanai. And they said that if the Eidim are going to come, then this should be a Musaf, the Olaf of Musaf, and then we'll bring the rest of the Musaf in. If the Eidim aren't going to come, then this should be the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, and we won't bring anything more. But the Shir, they had to say a Shir, they didn't say the Shir. Others say that just not bringing the Musafim is not a Kilkul. Kilkul is where you did something wrong, not where you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So the Shir, they said the wrong Shir. But the carbon, they just didn't bring the Musafim. What else? And the Rambam Taka says, he probably had a different girsa in the Gemara, or he learned that's what it meant. The Rambam said they Taka brought the wrong carbonos. The Rambam doesn't say the problem was the shear. The problem was they brought the wrong carbonos. And Talmud Shel Shachar, the reason they said the shear Shel Chol is because at that point they didn't yet make it to make Kodesh, and it wasn't that makif. As long as at some point during the day they'll say the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah was good enough. So they waited till Bein Arbayim when they would know for sure it was Rosh Hashanah, and they'd say it then. Okay. Ad HaMincha, so now Mar says, Hiskinu, Shelo yu makavlin shla'edim ela ad haminchas. So they made a takana that they would never accept the edim if they came after the zman hamincha. If after the Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim was nikrav, and they brought it as chol, then they wouldn't accept edim that came afterwards. And they had the right to do that. Atem. Asher tikru osam de moadam. Atem afilu mizidim. You have a right to not accept the edim. Vimbo edim in hamincha l'mala. Noah Gimosu Ayom Kodesh, they finished off that day Kodesh, since they started it with Kedusha, right, and the Edom actually came, and they could have been Mekadeshit, so they finished off that day with Kedusha. Also, in order that the next year, people shouldn't say, we wasted a whole day and didn't do Malacha for nothing. So we're not going to not do Malacha this year, because probably the Edom won't come next this year either. And this year, the Edom will come on time, and retroactively be a Rosh Hashanah, though we'll have done Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. So in order not to give people that Pesach of saying, well, last year we ended up doing Malacha at the end of the day because it wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, that day you keep Rosh Hashanah no matter what. And Midrabanan, Ulamachar Kodesh, and the next day is Rosh Hashanah. So you see, you could have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, not Mitam Safik. We know for sure the first day is not Rosh Hashanah. Still, you kept it as Rosh Hashanah. And the second day now is Rosh Hashanah, Mitam Vavai. So both days now, Midrabanan at least, one day, was Vade Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is Vade Rosh Hashanah. Rashi. Ad HaMincha, Ad HaKrofis Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim. So they only accepted the witnesses from till the time of the Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim. Avala Acher Mikan, right? If the Edom came after HaKrofis Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim, they didn't accept them. Oso Hayom HaRayum Uber, Umonim Miyom HaMachros Liyom HaKippurim V'Sukkos. That day was the end of Elul, and the next day was the first day of Tishrei, and you counted from them for Yom Kippur and Sukkos. The Imbo Edom in HaMincha L'mala, Afal Pisha Ein Monin L'Moados Me'ayom, but if Edom came for after Mincha, even though you don't count this as the first day of Tishrei, it's the 30th day of Elul, Lo Mezalzel Linim Bey, we're not Mezalzel that they can do Malacha. B'hai Shloshim, Ela Gomri Moso Bisuro. You finish it off as if it's Rosh Hashanah. So you have now, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th of Elul, and the second day is the 1st of Tishrei. Kashir uzuru adam mincha memalacha kein noagin v'gomro somakdushasom. Al matchilas asiyah shnei yomim Rosh Hashanah afilu v'beizdin hu v'lo misofik. Right? It's a takana that it's possible that Rosh Hashanah will be 2 days mitam vaday. Sharif vaday shi yom tov l'mocher. So for sure it's going to be Rosh Hashanah the next day. Still, they kept Rosh Hashanah this day too, even though there's no suffix. The Afal Pikein, Tiknu Lasoso, Shema Mino, Chok Chachom Mitzvosin, Hoyo Lasosin, Bebo, Edim Lachra Mincha. So there was a possibility that Rosh Hashanah should be 2 days Mitam Vaday, if the Edim came after Mincha, right, Baharachokim Yeshalem Lasosin, Bechol Shana, Shema Yavo, Edim Lachra Mincha. And therefore, in Chutz Laretz, where they didn't know when the Edom came or not, the Lechora would have to keep it 2 days in case that scenario came out that the Edom came after Mincha. They didn't know. So it's possible to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, not Misafek, Mitam Vadet. Bahari Kedusha Soachas, one long Kedusha. The Ein Kan Lomer Mimonach Shachad Minayu Chol, the Shema Ein Kan Chol, the Lashem Kodesh. That's why a Beya that was born the first day is also on the second day. Omar Rabba, Mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka the Eilich, and there's a lot of questions on this Amud that are going to be answered or asked on the next Amud. So hold the questions. So Rabba said, Mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka the Eilich, Beitza Muteris. From the time that Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka made his Takana after the Churban, then a Bey is Muter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah if it was born the first day. This Nan, what's the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka? Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and there wasn't any inyan anymore of making the wrong karbanos, so Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a takana, Shu makavim eves hachodesh kol ayom. They made a takana that you can makavil eves hachodesh the whole day. Went back to the way it was to begin with. So Amar le Abaya, v'horavu Shmuel damri tavayu beitz asura, even bizman hazeh. Rav and Shmuel hold that a Beya that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also the second day, and thereafter the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. So how can you, Rabba, say that the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai now put things back to the way it was beginning, and now we only keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah Misafik, because there's no situation where the Eidim will come after Mincha and will make 2 days Mitam Vaday, because you're Makabel the Eidis, even if they come after Mincha, and only the first day is Kodesh, not the second day. Omer le Amina loch Hanor Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai the At Omer si Rav Shmuel. Now you're telling me, I'm telling you Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and you're telling me Rav Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, did Rav and Shmuel are wrong. Right, Lemaisa. Now it went back to the original case. Zemar says, well, the Rav Shmuel Kasha Masnisa. According to Rav and Shmuel, Maisa, the mission is Kasha. It says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Zakkai should go back to the original thing. It's possible, therefore, that you won't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. There's never a case, Lechora, now, that you're going to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Mitam Vaday. Because if the Eidim come that first day, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. Right? And if they don't come the first day, then the first day was only Rosh Hashanah Misafik. The second day is Vaday Rosh Hashanah. There's never a case where you know the first day is not Rosh Hashanah, you make it Rosh Hashanah anyway, after the Churban. Zemara says, Rav Ramashmul, Kasha Masnisin, Lo Kasha. Halon v'halahu. In Eretz Yisrael and Echinami. In Eretz Yisrael, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are only Misafik, after the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But in Chutz La'aretz, they never had to go back from the Takana. Right? They always kept, what's it called, they never had a difference between before the Takana and after the Takana. Because they didn't know. In Chutz La'aretz, it remained, the 2 days remained one long day. Others say that, and how exactly it fits in, we'll see tomorrow. Okay, we'll wait till tomorrow. Rashi, mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he made a takana to return it to its original status. You never kept 2 days mitam vaday, because now manavshach. If the Eidim will come till the last minute, the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, the second day won't be. If the Eidim won't come, then the second day will be Rosh Hashanah, and the first day was only because of a suffix. And therefore, the people who don't know keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah misafik. Shein yodim in the Scottish biyom shloshim in bishloshim v'yechad. Simple. They don't know if Rosh Hashanah was the 30th day or the 31st day from El. Vari hein kishar yom tov. It's like any other yontif of Galias, where you only keep it misafik. There's no possibility you keep both days mitam vaday. And therefore, a beya that's born on the first day is mutter, the second day mimonashach. That's what Rava says. Rav and Shmuel say no, that it still remains aser. They were after the takon of Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai. Well, Rav and Shmuel kashim asnis, niktoni dechazor adav liyoshno. The Mishnah says the Maisa went back to the way it was originally. Where it says, holon v'holahu. Livnei Eretz Yisrael she'osim yom echad muteris. In Eretz Yisrael, where they only make 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, right? If the Eidim came for sure, right? And they know which day is Rosh Hashanah, they only keep 1 day. But by us, in Galus, it remained the same as it was to begin with. Then they also takon the Rishonah. In Babel, they never had a time when they didn't keep 2 days. It remained the same way it was to begin with. That was, since it was possible in the beginning to have 2 days mitam vaday, even though now that's not possible anymore, but since there was never a time that they stopped having 2 days, they continued it on as from the way that was in the beginning. Lo mipnei safek, kilka chovev lo posku mi'etzleinu, mi'itzchalnu, ein lahakav alomer, ein min hagenu zem mipnei takon rishona, en lipnei asafek ubeim uteris. Since it never changed, they always continuously kept 2 days, and originally it was because of the original takana, so therefore it didn't change. And they continue keeping it with the original takana. When Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said it went back to the way that it was, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, but not for the people who didn't know when Yontif was in Chutz La'aretz. Holo Amrinan, Kivin Lo Posko, Oso Takana, Me'etzleinu, Shona Achas, Lasos Yom Echad, Adain Bisura Harishono Amadnu Liosum Kiyomarach. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only was Mavatal, the original Takana, Legavi Eretz Yisrael, where it's possible now that there'll be only 1 day. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's impossible there should be 1 day, because they don't know. So therefore, the original Takana was never bought. Okay, let's go on. Rav Yosef Omar, at mi takonis Rav Yochanan Zake, the Eilich Be Asura. And Rav Yosef holds, he argues on Rabbah, and he says, even in Eretz Yisrael, after the takon of Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Bey is still awesome. My timer. Have a dover shibba minyan. The chol dover shibba minyan sorach minyan acher lahatiro. Right? Because the fact that they assered a beya that was born the first day on the second day was a dover shibba minyan. The beys didn't assered it. Okay? Because they made it that you weren't mekabel the edus, and they made that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah or mitam badai. And there was never a beys din that was matur beya shanolda biyom rishon. All Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did was matter to Mekabal the Edis. But he wasn't matter, they never had a Beis Din that was omed to be matter Be'ah Shenolda. Okay. The obvious question is, L'chor the dependent one on the other. They never made a Gzerah Be'ah Shenolda B'yom Tov Rishon as also B'yom Tov Sheni and Rosh Hashanah. Since they made it one day, long day, Memela was also. So when they made it not one long day, Memela it's Mutter. That the Gemara is going to speak about then tomorrow's omed. But for today, that's what it says. They, even Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only was matter that they're makabel the edus. They never had a beis din that was matter beis shenolda biyom tov rishon. And you need a beis din to be matter, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore. But anything that was made for a reason, and the reason was barkel, you still need a beis din. And as Machlokas we've shown him, what kind of beis din? The halacha is that if one beis din made a takana, you can't change that takana unless another beis din greater than the first one, the chachma of a minyan, will be mavatal that first takana. How about this one? Here, the takana basically was bottled because the reason was bottled. The whole reason why they made that they weren't mekabel edus after mincha was because of the korbanos. Now there's no more korbanos, so the reason doesn't apply. So you still need another beis din mavatal it. So some rishonim hold, even the miri holds, even a beis din smaller than the first one, this. Other Rishonim hold, you need a Beis Din equal to the first one, at least. And other Rishonim, the Rambam holds, you need a Beis Din bigger. Same halacha. You need a bigger Beis Din to Mavatl the first Takana. Kol Dover Shem Minyan, Tzorek Minyan Achlat Tiro. Omer of Yosef, Menon Meinola, where do I know this from? That even though there was a Takana made, the reason for that Takana doesn't apply anymore. Still, the takana remains until a Beis Din will take it away officially. Dichsiv, leich emor lohem, shuvu lohem lo leichem. Right, it says Moshe Rabbeinu told, the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, after Matan Torah, they can go back and live with their wives. Now, you needed a psak, go back and live with your wives. Even though, originally it said that they only had to separate from the wives for 3 days. Right? That only because of Matan Torah. So you see that even though the reason for the original takana of not living with their wives doesn't apply anymore because the Torah was given, still you needed a special heter from the Ribbono Shel Olam to go back and live with your wives. Now Tosha says, you see from here even more than just a takana that had a reason and the reason doesn't apply. Even if the takana was made for a set amount of time and the time passed, you still need another Beis Din. That's what some... They made a cherem for a certain amount of time. For the next month, what's it called? We're assering this thing. The month passes by. You need a Beis Din to tell you it's mutter. It doesn't become mutter immediately. That's what some Rishonim say, and we learn from here. So this is not true. By Matan Torah, it didn't say that they're also with their wives for 3 days. It says, be ready for the third day when the Torah will be given. But it didn't say that it's the Isser was only for 3 days. The Isser depended on Matan Torah. So had it said 3 days it's Osir, then nobody holds, Tosus holds, that you have to have a Beis Din to be Matur. It was made for a certain amount of time. Time is finished, it's finished. But over here it wasn't made for a certain, it was made for a certain reason, because of Matan Torah. Have a Nechonim L'Shlosha Sayonim doesn't mean do this for 3 days. It means be ready for the third day when the Torah will be given. But it didn't say that the Isser of living with your wife is only for 3 days. It was contingent on when the Torah will be given. So it's something that didn't have a set time. It was made for a reason. The reason was bottled. You still needed a heter from the Ribbono Shel Olam to go back and live with your wives. That much you learn from here. But not something that had a set time. Now there are cases where a takon is made for a reason. And if the reason is bottled, the takon is bottled automatically. One of those, Tosus holds at least, is the takon of gilui. Not allowed to drink uncovered liquids because a snake may have drunk from it. So in places where there are no snakes, that iser doesn't apply. B'chara, why not? It was made, even though it was made for a reason, if the reason doesn't apply, the takana still applies. So there's two kinds of takanas. There's a takana where the rabbanan didn't mention that the takana depends on the reason. There's a reason. But they didn't make specifically that if the reason isn't there, the takana isn't there. Those kind of thing, even if the reason is bottle, the takana is not bottle. Masha'en came by the snakes, the rabbanan themselves said the reason is only because of the snakes. And in the chatchila, they didn't make it in a place where there weren't snakes. They didn't make it across the board for the reason of snakes. They made it for the reason of snakes only in a place where there's snakes. So if now this place became a place where there's no snakes, then the original takana never was made. But in many places, they made the takana, and even though there was a reason, they didn't say that where the reason doesn't apply, the takana doesn't apply. They made it across the board. So now, even though the reason doesn't apply b'chlau, still the takana remains, because there may be other reasons. The Omer, another raya, b'mshocha yovel heimu yalu b'har. It says you can't go up to Har Sinai because the Torah is going to be given. After Matan Torah, you needed a special heter to go up to the mountain. Right? See, it didn't just go away automatically. Vitanya. And there's also a brisa that supports this, that when there was a takana made, even for a reason, and the reason no longer applies, the takana still applies until it's bottle. Where's that? Kerem Ravai Hayaoli Yerushalayim Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad. They made a takana that Kerem Ravai is on the fourth year after the years of Orla are over. So Kerem Ravai is the fourth year. You have to either bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it there like Maaser Sheni. We learn from Maaser Sheni. Or you redeem it, you bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy things to eat in Yerushalayim. And Machlokas, whether it only applies to a vineyard or it applies to all fruit. Kerem Ravai or Neter Ravai. Whatever it is, they made a takana that if you were within a day's journey to Yerushalayim, you could not redeem your Kerem Ravai and bring the money. You had to bring the fruit, right? Shehayolam Yerushalayim Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad, the Zui Truma. This was the Trum of what's considered a day's journey from Yerushalayim, from all the different sides. Eilat min Hatzafon. This is what's it called. It should be just the opposite. Eilat min Hadorom, the Akreves min Hatzafon, Lud min Hamara, the Yardim min Hamizrach. These are the points at which you can't redeem Kerem Ravai, and you have to bring the fruit. So takana to Rabbanan. Va'omar ulo v'seima rabba barbarchana, omar Rabbi Yochanan, matam, kedei la'ater shuki Yerushalayim b'peros. In order that the shukim of Yerushalayim should be decorated with peros, makes it more attractive. So for the sake of Yerushalayim, they made this takana, that don't bring your money and buy things here, bring your fruit. Vitanya, Kerem Ravai, Hoyalo Rav Lezer, Mizrach Lud, Bitsad Kfar Tevi. Rav Lezer had in the east side of Lud, near Kfar Tevi, Kerem Ravai, and he didn't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, it was a tircha. And he couldn't redeem it because of this takana. Ubikesh, Lafkir Ol Aniyim. So he said, I'll be mafkir the whole thing to Aniyim, let them bring it up. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I have no time to bring it to Yerushalayim, and I can't redeem it, so I'll make a hefker, let the Aniyim bring it up. Omer lo Talmidav Rebbe, kvar nimnu alecha chaverecha v'tiru. No, they already made a takana to uproot the original takana, because it was after the Churban, and after the Churban there was no purpose for Yerushalayim to be decorated. So therefore they were mevatel the original takana, but they did it with a bittel. Didn't just become bottled by itself. Man chavirecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who was the one who was mevatel this takana? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Time of the nimnu. No nimnu lo. Right? Mashma, they had to make a new takana to take away the first takana. It wouldn't have just disappeared by itself because the reason didn't apply anymore. Rashi. Sorech minyan achir. Dover sheb minyan. Beitza zu neseres b'kibbutz chachomim. The fact that a Beitza that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also the second day, was a takana de rabbanan, because they made it one long day yomtiv. Shenimnu v'gomer l'asosan shnei yomim kedush achas, because they made it one long day. Im lo bo edim v'nei amincha, if the edim didn't come before mincha. So it was a takana de rabbanan to make it one long day. So that the fact that the Beya was Osir on the second day was a takhanda rabbanan. The chol ha'osim shnei yomi machmas kein osu, shema lo bo edun levezin kodim amincha. And everybody in Chutz Laaretz that kept Rosh Hashanah 2 days was because they weren't sure maybe that scenario came out and the edim came after mincha. So when they kept 2 days, they were keeping it as a possibility that it's one long day, of Isser. Tzorech minyan acher, and anything that was made with a takhanda needs another Beis Din to take away the takana. Sheimnu l'chavi atiru l'kamen parchinam beitza nami itzra b'minyan v'halolom nimnu ela kabbalas edis v'hu chazer bo Rabbi Yochanan v'itiru. L'chora beitza didn't ever make a halacha that beya shenol the b'yirishon z'asar b'sheni. What did they do? They said that it's 2 days or one kedusha, and that Rabbi Yochanan Zake was mevachel. So memela this is bottle. Right, because of this bittle, the official bittle of the 2 days yomtiv being 1 day. Minon meinu, lots of Gemara is going to ask on the next omelet. Minon meinu, lo dechol dovra neser v'minyan tzorech minyan achar l'atiro. Where do I know that anything that was made with a takana de rabbanan, you need another beis din to be matrit? Like we said in Machlokas, we've shown him what kind of beis din. Some say even smaller, some say equal, and some say it has to be a bigger basin, just like any takhana to be bottled needs a bigger basin to mevatle. Ba'afilu ira dover shatayochel ahoris boheter, v'lomer ein takhana minyan harishon omedes, even if you can say the reason why they made the first takhana doesn't apply anymore, so it should be bottled automatically, it doesn't help. You need a basin to mevatle. Afilu hachi osarat shiatiru v'feirish b'kibbutz chachomim. Where do I know that from? Leich emor lohem, lekam forish lohechi yolet. Next Amid, the Gemara is going to discuss how we learn it from here. But we already said basically how we learn it. The Omer b'shocha yovim, lekam forish. Gemara is going to discuss it in the next Amid. The Tanya, nomi tzorech minyan achel atiru. And there's a brice also that says that if you have something that was osur, a takana, you need another takana to be matur, even if the reason doesn't apply. Kerem revai, shom retora kodesh hilulim. Torah said that the 4th year, the fruit is kodesh hilulim. The gamrina kodesh kodesh meiser sheni. We learn kodesh kodesh from meiser sheni. The chsi be kodesh, right? The chol maser haaretz mizer haaretz and pri haaretz shetzorech lahalos haperes yishalayim. So you have to do with it what you do with meiser sheni. Either you bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it, or you redeem it and bring the money and buy other fruit there. Olif dosan ulahalos adam yishalayim. The Rabbanan made a takon in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that anyone who has Kerem Revai within a day's journey to Yerushalayim can't redeem it. Ela haperus asrin yalim, he has to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, the yochlem shom, kinem forish lekamon, kedei la'ater shuk Yerushalayim beperus, in order that the shuk of Yerushalayim should be decorated with perus. Should be plenty of perus in Yerushalayim. The Mizrach Lud, hainu bein Lud Yerushalayim. It was in the east side of Lod, means that it was towards Yerushalayim. So it was less than a day's journey from Yerushalayim. And he had this Kerem Revai, and he thought the first takana was still in force. And he couldn't redeem it. He had to schlep all this fruit to Yerushalayim. And he couldn't do it. So I'm reading Lod Besoch Mahalach Yom Min Amarit. Nimtza Mizracha Ben Lod Yerushalayim. The case in Mavarchim Yesh Pluksa, Chad Toni Neter Revai, V'chad Toni Kerem Revai. Now she tells us that Kerem Revai is according to everybody. Netter Revai is a shaila, whether it applies to other fruit, just like oral applies to all fruit. Netter Revai applies to all fruit also, the 4th year. Or no, it only applies to a kerem. Ubikesh lafkiro laniyim, yilketu heim, they should come and take it. And yalu Yerushalayim, they'll bring it to Yerushalayim. The ochlu shom, they can eat it there. Shoya olav torech lahalashon peres. It was a bother for him to bring it to Yerushalayim. Right, so Memeli wanted to be mafkarit to the Aniyah. Kvar nimnu alecha chavirah, so his Talmidim told him, no problem. They already were matur this takana. You don't have to bring it up. You can redeem it. Lifdoso, laloso doma. The afagav l'achar churban havi, and even though it was after the churban, and Memeli there was no reason to be ma'atur shukei Yerushalayim b'peiros, So the takana should have been bottled by itself. Still, they informed him that they made a new takana to take away the original takana. You have to make such a new takana. Right? They still had a halacha of Kerem Ravai because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael wasn't bottled. But the takana of having to bring the fruit and not redeem it, that was bottled. Time of the Nimnu, Holo Nimnu Lo. The Afagad Vimela Lesel of Takanta Kamaisa, even though the reason for the first takana doesn't apply anymore, there's no purpose of decorating the Shuk of Yerushalayim. The Hakedei La'atr Shuk Yerushalayim, who? The Havi. The Kivan Dechorva Malon La'atr, the Tzorach Anachrim. It's destroyed. Well, what are you going to decorate it for the sake of the Goyim that are there? Va'afilo Hachi Tzorach Minyan. Still, they needed a Beis Din to what's it called to be Matar. So you see from this price that even something that was Aser B'minyan, and the reason doesn't apply anymore, you need another minion, you need another Beis Din to be Matar.
The original takana.